This is Mystic Possibilities. I'm Mamba, and it's your time to listen to things that could possibly make you think what if and not what is. You're listening to KOWA. This is produced in Olympia, Washington at the KOWA studios.
Sometimes I feel like a bear in white hill, stripped of my seed before I let them root. And sometimes I feel like a bear in white hill. I would be a farmer's wife and he would be a good man. We would wake early in the morning and watch the sunrise, and we'd work side by side.
On a dream world. Wouldn't that just be awesome? I listen to that and I think, oh, that would be so nice if everything was so peaceful and wonderful like that. But things aren't quite as easy in day-to-day existence, in modern America at least. So, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it is Saturday, February 13th. People are getting ready for Valentine's Day here in the United States, or they are mourning Valentine's Day coming tomorrow, or they're looking at it like I do. It's Dead Saints Day, and I can celebrate or mourn or think, oh well, just another day. So, yeah, I'm not too concerned. Just another day not to eat chocolate and worry about my weight. So, as you know, it is Mystic Possibilities. I'm not here to tell you what is or isn't. I am here to talk about what if. This is an idea, a possibility, a concept, a theory, a hypothesis. Maybe something is out there that you have not thought about. This is a time for you to get on your thinking caps, get out of your normal ideas, get out of those ruts, and actually start a conversation with the people next to you. Yes, this is something that could start an argument. And I have a frog in my throat, which is really irritating. But
frog in your throat?
A frog in my throat. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and meet Hatter.
Hello, and hello.
Next to the Mad Hatter is my wonderful friend, Justice.
Hello.
And these gentlemen are here today to help me discuss my topic. And as you know, the last couple of weeks, we have talked about time and energy and all these things. And so we're going to continue along that vein and discuss some ideas about what possibly the vibration of energy could cause. Like, maybe if everything is energy, it's vibrating at a different level. And so if everything is vibrating at a different level of energy, is it possible that heaven and hell or different dimensions are all right here in the same space, taking up no different amount of space, just different amounts of energy vibration? So it would definitely be a closet saver if we were just able to move things at a higher frequency and lower frequency to put them in the closet. As a mom, I would have less worry about my kids shoving things under the bed if I could just like be like, hey, turn up the frequency and put your clothes away, okay? I don't want them all over the floor. Just, you know how to do it. Just get it all turned up and put it in the closet. It would definitely save space. But this is a different concept here. This is a concept of, is it really possible to do these things? And so, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, is the concept of energy even correct, because the concept of energy was based on our concept of time, which could have been conceived incorrectly because we conceived it, so therefore it could have been mathematically incorrect, or not mathematically incorrect, but just
metaphysically incorrect.
Well, because we created it, it could have been formulated incorrectly, but you never know. I mean, we could be some, you know, weird dream often. So, you know, there are many, many concepts out there that are, you know.
Like I've said once before on KOWA, for all we know, or for all I know, for all you know, we could just be like in a straitjacket in some padded room and not even know it and be in some weird dream world. And
we could be.
We don't know. There's so many different possibilities when it comes to talking about energies and the possibility of other dimensions existing. It's such a wide subject. It's like talking about time travel. There's so much that wouldn't make sense by itself, and there's so much that does. And
that's another shatter. That's another show. I've got that one coming, though. I've got that one coming. But no, really. We can come up with the idea of the who's, okay? Maybe we're just the whys. We have plenty of questions about why, so why can't we be the whys? If we've got who's that we can write little books about, you know, why can't we be the whys? Really, though, there are people out there who say there's no possible thing as aliens. I think that that's a little conceited to think of, you know.
I think our perception on what aliens are wrong.
Okay, well, this is... I don't know. I've often joked that I'm an alien experiment gone far wrong because I'm such a freak. But I don't know. But we can scientifically say that from our telescopes, we know that there's other universes. We've gotten that far with science. Now there's people out there who say that science isn't even real, but we can say that there are other universes. So we've gotten that far. So there's other universes. So we exist here on this planet, and this single planet has life. This single planet in this single universe, not even saying this galaxy has no other life, but out of this galaxy, this single sun with the 9 planets, oh wait, we've lost a planet because we're conceited. So we've lost a planet. So okay, I'm just gonna back up because all right now. I was raised with 9 planets, and I'm going to stick with that, and nobody can take it away from me.
Well, the reason we have 8 planets instead of 9 is because...
Pluto was too small?
That and the orbit that it has around the sun changes.
So?
And the definition of a planet is keeping a constant circle or oval around a star.
Has it warped out of orbiting, though? Does it
changes every year.
But does it like go away? Is it still in a gravitational pull that does orbit around the sun?
It doesn't go away, but it changes like an atom. It goes
so
freely.
I'm a woman and my mood changes. That doesn't stop me from being a woman.
Actually, it makes you more of a woman.
Exactly. So therefore Pluto is more of a planet every day.
It is just supposedly one big block of ice, but I still agree that we should have never decided that it wasn't a planet. I mean,
I bet Pluto's feelers are hurt.
Yes, Pluto's feelers are very, very hurt.
Just because I was having a social today and I don't want to be like near you other planets doesn't mean that I'm not a planet. I just wanted to go in a outside the box rotation today. Leave me alone.
You must stand in line.
I'm definitely an outside-the-box thinker, unless I want to think inside the box, and it depends on what kind of box it is, all right? Leave me alone. And so it's this type of thinking that has this show going. Thinking, starting conversations, and that's what I'm talking about. So if there's other universes, what about other planes? I'm not even talking about other dimensions. I'm talking about other planes. So I got to researching, because I know if my little mind can think up these things, this means there's got to be other minds like mine. So I actually researched. Can you believe I researched it? I did homework. I didn't even do homework in high school unless I absolutely had to. 5 minutes before class, mind you. So I did homework for y'all. You better appreciate it. So I come up with parallel planes and things like that. Because my personal theory, okay, my theory of alternate planes. Here is my hypothesis. I think that if we're all energy, that it's not that there are other dimensions that are far away. I think that everything is actually in the same space and time, but just vibrating at a different level, so that it's right here, right now, just lower frequency or higher frequency. So there are actually people studying this, like me, only they have PhDs. So... which means they went to school to say what I'm saying on the radio, and I didn't even have to go to all that school to do that. Wow. And they get paid for this, a much, much higher salary. So here's the verbiage that those PhDs use. Disturbances assumed to be a wave of infinitesimally small amplitude traveling in a direct path of undisturbed flow. If it's three-dimensional, it will stop after a time. No way. In other words, these three-dimensional disturbances that they're measuring, this other plane of existence, stops being measurable after a time because they're not able to measure that frequency for a while. Oh my gosh, people now. They made that frequency only for so long, and when they stopped making that frequency, they couldn't measure it anymore. I'll be darned. That's kind of amazing. You can't measure the frequency you stop making when you stop. Dun dun dun! That took a PhD.
Idiocracy. That's my word for it. I took a PhD, and most people, they give up before they really figure it out to the full extent of them being able to understand. They eventually just, they give up.
But do you know what was cool? Here's what was cool. They took off. It was between two walls, and it was in a parallel line. So, follow the train of thinking here. So therefore, it was a parallel plane of existence.
That's wonderful.
Making it a parallel plane that's operating on a different frequency or vibration. Oh, does everyone else hear the singing of the epiphany coming?
Not quite sure.
I think it's so cool. I'm so impressed.
Very, very interesting.
I find science funny because it's you know why science is so cool? Because when you're working towards something you have an idea about, and then the epiphany that what you had the idea about is proven out, it seems redundant because you had that idea in the first place and it's proven out. But when it's not proven out, it's frustrating. But it is cool when it's proven out. And that's why the you get the choir singing behind, oh, you know, hallelujah, that sound that happens when you do the quarter machines, you know. Because it would seem redundant to people who have not done that studying, but when you've been studying it for years and years and years and you get the failure and failure and failed attempt, but eventually you're going to get that success after thousands and thousands of failed attempts. Edison and the light bulb.
You know what I like about science?
What?
You can use it to make fun of people.
I wouldn't want to make fun of someone.
I don't know. I've met people who are like, oh, dinosaurs never existed. Well, you're driving a car. Where did the gasoline come from? Oh, and where did these giant fossilized bones in museums come from?
Maybe they've never been to a museum. Here's another. Now, you can actually go and look this up. I Googled parallel plane. Now, I went to www.iop.org/ej/abstract. Now, this was a study done in 2001, July 2001, and it was done at the Department of Engineering in Korea in the Advanced Institute of Science and Technology. So these are the big boys. These people are not playing around. And this was a study done by Jiang Ho-Chin, I think that's what my writing says, because I was taking notes as I was trying to write on the computer as I was doing homework that I hate to do. But I was really excited about this, so it is chicken scratch that I'm trying to read right now. And Moon U Kim. So if I'm pronouncing this wrong, please forgive me, because not only is it written terribly, but I was really excited about what I was reading. So what this is actually IOP is electronic engineering. And this is talking about the electronic energy that creates the dimensions. So now we are getting into the actual science of energy being hertz and frequencies now. So this is more than just people saying, okay, hey, we're putting out a frequency and it's parallel. These people actually did say that a two-dimensional oscillation will put out a third dimension that is completely different, completely separate, and it is a parallel plane, and it's measurable, it's different, it is not our dimension, and yet it is completely its own, and it is vibrating at a different frequency than ours. And to me, that's so cool. See that's me going, that's the scientist in me. I have like a home video from when my daughters were like a year old, and I happen to like dinosaurs and fossils, right? And we were looking at the Painted Canyons in North Dakota, and all of a sudden I get this most cheesy, corny voice ever. And I look back on that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm such a dork. Because I'm all like, and you see all those layers? That's where the dinosaur bones are buried. And I'm like, ah, someone shoot me. You hear yourself do that, and you're like, oh my God, I really was a dork. Oh, that was horrible. But I get excited over information, and this is one of those moments. So please, if I get the cheesy voice, would one of you gentlemen please slap me?
Oh, not a problem.
Oh, great. I love it. Excellent. So this type of stuff excites me. So here's the next phase of what I'm talking about, and this is where I really want you guys to jump in. And if anybody's got anything to say about this, any ideas, hypothesis, theories, agreements, disagreements, jump in, give us a call. I'd love to hear what you've got to say. 360-352-1646. What if this is very possible? Now, the conception here, the idea is that there are different planes of existence. Now, if these different planes exist, what if there are different beings that exist on this plane and we aren't alone? Thusly, the idea of aliens earlier. This is why we were joking about Pluto. Mm-hmm. So, if there are other planes that exist at a higher and lower frequency, why can't other beings exist within these planes? So if we're existing here at this frequency, why can't other things exist at another frequency? Okay? This is an idea. This is a possibility, a concept. So now, here, we're going to go forward a little bit. Now, I got this information from www.transparentcorp.com/pacifics/iq.php. Okay.
That's a lot of backslash.
That's a lot of backslashes. You wouldn't really, you really probably wouldn't care about the rest of it. You probably could just go to the .com, but I was specifically interested in this. ADD, ADD and ADHD people, they did studies, and ADD and ADHD people had huge IQ leaps similarly, and similarly when removing psychological barriers and limiting beliefs and anything that obscured confidence and stuff, these things were all improved, and they had huge cognition abilities that were increased. And when they did these studies, what they were doing was finding out if the synapses in the brain would improve by these studies that they did. Now, what this is this IOP.org, not that one, the Transparent Company. They are doing studies to find out if brain activity, now there is electrical synapses in the brain as well, and they're trying to find out if different people can be affected and IQ can go up by affecting these synapses in the brain. Now, they're finding out that people with ADHD and things like this are affected greatly by these things. And when you work with these people, they have, first of all, they have a lower they have lower problems, they have lower synapse and things beforehand, but when you remove their psychological barriers and you remove their limiting beliefs, their obscuring their religiosities, anything that would stop a synapse from firing, anything that you build a barrier for in your brain. We create our own prisons, literally. The worst prison you can be in isn't necessarily a physical one. It's one that we create in our mind. And the minute that they do that, as well as working with academics, it knocked off all the impediments, and they found that they actually gained like 33 IQ points, but it also had a huge leap in the electronic synapses in the brain. Now, these studies were done in 1999 by Thomas, I can't even say his name, but he's a PhD, and college students. Their GPAs went up, brainwave stimulation, they were working with brainwave stimulation. These students, eight struggling students, college students, outperformed other students after these brainwave stimulation tests were done. The same tests were done on these ADD and ADHD people, and they outperformed all other students, and their GPA continued to rise afterwards. Now, the thing that I found the most interesting, and this will all come back in a minute here, is that Dr. Siegfried and Dr. Othner found that neurofeedback in the brainwave training, if you train the neurofeedback in the brainwave in 15 to 18 hertz range, can produce significant shifts in the IQ score, particularly in people with ADD and ADHD or other disorders. And IQ increases up to 33 points. Improvements in memory, reading, arithmetic, self-esteem, concentration, self-expression. You need to eliminate. It eliminates mindset, emotional state, subconsciousness, beliefs, and all else, all things such as that. You eliminate those barriers, and all things are affected. And these people, because of the hurts in the brain, the synapses that begin to fire, these people then not only raise their IQ, but they're firing at a different electronic level. Now, my hypothesis is that these people also tend to be the people who are able to have the ability to see things without having as much of an effort to see things that vibrate at a different level. What would you say?
Like to be able to see them without trying, without thinking about it, just to be able to walk up and see it like any regular thing.
Now, if somebody looks at you and says you're crazy because you say you can see something that isn't there, and they give you a drug for it, but then they find out that you have perhaps ADHD or maybe some other disorder, and they come back later on and find out that scientifically it's because your brain operates at a different hertz, and then they find out that later on it's because it's actually a different vibrational level, and it's all along been the energy is vibrating at a different level, and there's all these different planes of energy, and these things actually exist, and there's things within these planes, wouldn't they feel a little bit silly?
Most likely.
Do you think that this is a possibility?
Yeah.
What do you say, Mad Hatter?
Well, it could definitely be a possibility, but the big thing is, when it comes to talking about this, it's always, what if?
Well, and that's the whole idea.
And when it comes to that whole increasing brain, whatever, it sounds like that they're trying to move past nature. Now, see, speaking as a person who already has an IQ of 160, I never had any of that done. I've got mental problems of my own, as we all know, but I've been able to increase my IQ just through deep thought.
Right.
And expansion of my mind, well, of course, that was, you know, regular things that people like me do, but for the most part...
Right.
And when it comes to these kids, I almost feel bad for them, because it almost sounds like these scientists are trying to turn them into drones. And it's a sad thought, really. It is.
True. To me, however, I would say that when someone tries to medicate you, they're trying to turn you into drones. My thought being, it seems to me that they're trying to take people who are special
and dampen their powers.
And dampen their ability. Here's the thing. I happen to be someone who is ADHD, didn't know I was ADHD until I was an adult, strangely enough, because when I was a teenager, I never let anybody diagnose me. No, I've always thought on about 8 levels of conscious thought. I happen to have a high IQ, never even worried about my IQ, to be honest, until I was an adult and somebody told me I had a high IQ. And I was like, oh, wow, that's great, because I never cared. My kids are bouncing off walls and everything else, always have been. But I've known several people, and these people tend to magnate towards me, who are ADD, ADHD. But these people tend to have gifts, let's say, or different people. And if that's the case, and none of them have had any stimulation in their brain that was from a scientist. Now, if that's the case, is it possible that naturally their brains are the stimulus in their brains, the synapses that are firing in their brains are firing because their brain is operating at a different frequency because they are already different than the normal average Joe?
Well, yes, but speaking from a, I can't believe I'm about to say this, speaking from a scientific standpoint, the possibility of different planes, different dimensions. It's a theory, and theories
cannot
necessarily be proved. I mean, you have the theory of relativity still hasn't been proved, or as far as I know, it hasn't been. I mean, to an extent, they have proved Einstein's theory of relativity, but there's still so much.
E equals MC squared.
That they can't make sense out of. And then speaking from a spiritual standpoint, it's all like, really, if you believe in it, you can feel it. The human mind controls everything around you, and being part of, say, other, speaking from science, people would try to explain it as
from
a split science personality.
Movie?
No, science.
Science. I'm confused.
In science, people would try to explain that as a split personality, but from a spiritual standpoint, they would try to explain it as maybe you have a psychic link with something else in a different plane or a different dimension that is similar to you yourself here.
Okay.
Okay.
Or it could be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and that was science!
Or maybe everyone in every being on this planet, whatever you want to call it, started out the same, and they just closed themselves to be able to feel, to see, to hear, to touch.
Exactly. Or maybe on a Star Trekian version, we have a symbiont, and that symbiont has had several different lives, and I have not. No, seriously though, there are many what ifs, and that's what this show is all about. What if? What is the possibility? Not what is. And that's what I want everybody to think about. What is the possibility? I'm not here to say this is a fact. I'm here to say, is it possible? And that's why you're here, is to say, okay, this is a maybe. This is a, and you're right, maybe people have closed themselves off. And that's a great point that you make, Justice.
Subconsciously not.
People may have closed themselves off. Well, here's a thought for you. If people have closed themselves off, why did they close themselves off? Did they close themselves off because so many people have said that's absolutely impossible? Or did they close themselves off because we have psychologists now who will tell you that you are mentally ill and we will give you drugs to stop that?
Could be both. Could be fear. Could be parents. Could be...
Or burning at the stake. You know, let's face it, if Joan of Arc were around and they had psychologists then, they would have just drugged her and not burned her at the stake. And this is not a blasphemy, do not get me wrong, but if Christ were around and people were seeing the miracles that he were performing then, or saying that he was performing then, they would have immediately rushed to him and said, this man cannot possibly perform these miracles. This man cannot be the Son of God because this is not possible. Because you do not hear the voice of God. When you're hearing the voice of God, this is a form of schizophrenia, and there's a drug for that.
Because back then, I believe that believing was seeing, and now it has been switched to seeing is believing.
Well, seeing is a form of mass illusion, and
right.
And that is not good either. When you're seeing things, it's a hallucination, and bad too. Hallucinations are definitely bad. You shouldn't be hallucinating, and we have drugs for that too. No, it's. I'm not saying that miracles can't happen, because they most certainly can if you believe that.
Yes, manifestation.
Manifestation. There's another word that can have positive or negative connotation. But it's a what if. It all depends on a person's perception and belief. Now, there's another thing. Perception. If you take a look at something and you see one side of it, and I challenge everyone listening to this to do this. I want you to pick up an object and look at one side of it and describe it and have a friend describe the other side of that object. Now, I want you to describe that to a third person as if they had not seen it. Now, which one of you is telling the truth? When you're done, I want you to look at the side of that object, the other side of that object, the top of that object, and the bottom of that object. Because you're both telling the truth. Perception is all in a view. The whole truth is the complete view. And that is what we all have on religion, philosophy, politics, all things.
Everything is one-sided.
Everything is one-sided. It is the view that you see. This is why when police get a description of something, like at a crime scene, we have a view that is skewed by fear, or the view that we saw from, you know, I was in the shadow, this person saw that person from over there, and he was taller to them because they stood taller than I did, and I'm shorter than them.
They were at a farther distance.
They were at a farther distance. Shorter. Exactly. Everyone sees things differently. And because of that, that doesn't make it any less true. It means that you saw it through different eyes or through a different experience. And so everyone's version of truth or knowledge or experience is different. This is why God is different to each person. This is why even when you feel something, it is different, because perhaps I burnt my fingers and my touch is going to be different. Taste is going to be different. Love is different. Everyone's experience is different. And knowing this makes the way you look at the world completely and utterly different, because you know then that it doesn't make it less true because someone sees it differently than you. It means that you have to get up, go around, and look at all sides of the aspect. So get something today and have both people look at it. Know all sides of what you're looking at.
I see what you're trying to say here. Instead of thinking about one side of a theory, like a what if, as we've been talking about for the past 37 minutes, the whole what if thing, instead of just looking at one side, look at it from every side, every possible standpoint that any person could have in their mind. Look, this is the, because people who have it set in their mind to believe one specific thing and like, this is how it is, that's wrong, because it might not be true.
That's right. Truth is a view.
You have to take it from everybody else's point of view, including your own, in order to have a real understanding of what it is you're talking about.
Exactly.
Like, say, a Venn diagram. If you put your religion of God and another person's religion of atheism in two different bubbles and you mesh them together, what you have in the middle would maybe be the real understanding and not just one person's views and another person's views.
Exactly. Life is so varied, and everyone's experiences alters their understanding. I can walk down the same exact road that you walk down, Justice, or you walk down, Mad Hatter, and that road, and I'll walk in your shoes. I'll take your shoes off your feet, go down and walk down that same exact road. And I guarantee you, I will have a completely different set of experiences. For one,
I like my shoes.
I like your shoes too. That's why I'm going to take them and walk down the street. No.
Careful of the snot.
But really, I will have a different set of experiences for several reasons. One, I'm a different sex. Two, I'm a different height. Three, I have a prettier voice. No, I'm kidding. I'm a mother. I'm older. I've had different experiences in my life. 5 minutes from now, I may think something totally different than I did 5 minutes ago, because in the studio it's warm, whereas outside it's cold. Your experiences from that moment change your views.
In other words, I'd have to say, instead of sitting around at home and having yourself brainwashed by TV and the media, why not go out and actually experience life?
Live your life. Live your life. And I have a question for all of you. If right now some cataclysmic event were going to happen, heaven forbid, but if right now a meteor were to smash into Earth, could you honestly say, I have lived my life? Or could you say, there's much I'd like to do, because yeah, there's things I'd like to do, but would you say, oh crap? Because I can say, yeah, there's lots of things I would love to do, but I've lived my life. I have lived it. Every moment of every day. I mean, there's been horrible experiences. It's been a comedy of tragedies. And yes, I've often joked that I am a freak of nature that is an experiment of aliens gone wrong. But that's why. Because I have been here living every moment, the tragedies and the joys. And you know what? If I were to have a tragedy right now and the earth were to swallow me right here in the KOWA studios, the people I love know that I love them. And I've been in every moment living it. And I can't say that I'm sad about that. And it doesn't matter what anybody's beliefs or expectations are. The fact is, can you say, I lived my life? If tomorrow never comes. And that's the challenge, to experience it. To experience it. What if?
You know, when it comes down to that, I personally have an answer to that question.
Answer away.
For a long time, as a child, I sat around, played video games, dinked around in school, but the thing is, afterwards, when I was done with all of that, and I decided to actually go out and experience life for all that it had to offer me, sure, there were horrible times, there have been great times, but I've always had a smile on my face, and I've always moved on to see the next day. You know what? I've lived my life. And if tomorrow never came, I'd still be smiling. Wherever I went after that, I'd still have a smile on my face.
Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter who tells you what. Don't live your life by what someone else tells you, but by what makes your soul happy, what makes your soul ring when you look in the mirror in the morning. And whether your questions are what if, or what maybe, or why, do you feel complete and clean when you look in the mirror? Because I'll tell you, and let's go to the Simpsons movie for this one. They're about to be blown up under the dome, and the guy goes, a whole life spent collecting and he falls down on his knees and he goes, life well spent. All right, hallelujah, man. Whatever makes you happy. And he was happy.
Live your life how you would like to live.
That's right. And you know what? I like to live my life wondering what if. And if that's and my theories and my hypothesis and whatever. And I go home at night and I love my children and I love the people around me. And we debate and discuss and whatever. And it's great. And rock on. And you know what? I still go out and I jump in puddles when it rains. And I make hot cocoa and I read good books. I grow a garden and I can, and I do all sorts of weird things. And if it's new, I'll try it. And I swim when it's cold and I go, man, that was cold and dumb. But you know what? I enjoy it.
No one can tell you how to live your life.
That's right. And I'll offer a hand to those who need it, and so be it. And I'm still learning and I love to learn every day. And so anybody who's got any ideas or theories, give us a call. I want to know it. I want to know what you think. Do you think it's possible that we vibrated a different frequency of electrical energy, or any energy for that matter?
Or do you think we're crazy and you want to tell us to get off the air? Go ahead.
I definitely think that I'm crazy. And that's 352-1646. Because the idea is to know, what if? Did we start a conversation? Are you thinking about this? Because I do think that it's very possible that those of us who are different are just different enough to possibly be vibrating at a faster or slower pace to be able to see that energy that's out there making a different plane of existence. And maybe in that plane of existence there's other people or beings, and maybe the things that used to be on Earth, dragons and unicorns and fairies and mermaids and maybe some darker things that we don't want to talk about here
maybe
today.
Maybe they're still here because the ones that before sent them away, because maybe the people that don't vibrate or No, I'm not going to say don't vibrate. I'm saying they shadow themselves from seeing or feeling. Maybe the people back in the day, like, say, Merlin. I don't know. I'm just
saying. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Does anyone want to follow the yellow brick road?
I do.
I'm not from Oz, so I'm from Wonderland.
Go to Oz if I want to go to Oz. I will paint my bricks red.
You can. You can paint the bricks red instead of yellow, but I've always preferred.
Well, I like Wonderland, too. I like any land.
You know there is a red road in Wonderland, too, right? Not Wonderland.
A yellow land. Yellow. You know what? I'm going to paint one yellow. I'm going to paint one green. I'm going to paint one red. Purple. And I'm going to have a rainbow road. You're looking at me like I am completely off my rocker.
Rainbow Road.
I'm going to have a rainbow road. It's going to have a rainbow crossroads.
Pretty and little gonna colors.
Be, there's going to be a clover leaf right in the middle. Do you see this like whole imaginary land coming together here?
And Bambi is going to be there.
No, I don't like Bambi. It had a sad it had a sad ending. Bambi made me cry. And so did the fox and the hound, and so I'm upset at them. Anyway, back to my story. No, seriously, though, do you think that possible? Here's another theory for you. Do you know all man is a very doubting Thomas? We all have this really bad tendency, and this has been throughout history. We want to touch and feel and know everything to be tangible. Tangible is touchable. And if it's not touchable, we don't believe it. If I can't touch it, see it, feel it, hear it, smell it, taste it, I don't believe it. So since that tends to be the case in all humanity, why is it that there's so many fairy tale like things that are in all cultures?
Imagination.
Really? Why do we all seem to imagine the same thing all across cultural histories when most cultures didn't even touch for a long time?
Well, you see, it's really interesting because when you look at all these, say, movies and things, like movies about vampires and werewolves, and then you look at every different culture's mythologies that they had hundreds and thousands of years ago, there have been
vampires, werewolves, dragons, mermaids, fairies, elves, gnomes.
I mean, there was this, I do believe it was a recorded event in a different country where these people,
angels,
they had these this blood disease,
demonic presences,
that would rapidly deplete their red blood cells, and the only way to be able to survive was to replenish the red blood cells, which they couldn't fix themselves, so they had to get it from other people, which started to make the people there go crazy, and they'd attack people just so that they could drink their blood and survive.
Right. However, blood taken into the gullet cannot actually be.
Yes, of course.
Right, right.
But
I didn't finish that sentence, so I'm sure people are going, huh?
But through.
Can't
through
actually
evolution.
Be what? What? What's that word? She's going to finish it. I know it. Oh, I hate it when people do that. I am a parent. Parents never finish sentences. It's from, would you stop? Get over here. Jack, Tom, Frank, Ayla, Sonia, Ben, whoever you are, stop that and get over here. You'll get used to it, really. Just follow the train of thought. Blood taken into the gullet can't be, what is the word I'm trying to say? It can't be absorbed. It can't be
absorbed into
digested.
Your blood system. Digested.
It can't be digested
that.
And utilized as nourishment. Oh, I finished it. That took three men and an act of Congress to get out of my mouth, didn't it?
And then, of course, there's there are actually not necessarily like real zombies, but you know, vegetated people who they're basically zombie rehabilitation camps because these people became vegetated because there used to be this thing where old shaman.
Well, don't forget leprosy. I'm sure that seems very zombie-esque.
Yes. But these old shaman, they used to have this medicine that would cause people to supposedly die. And they would bury the bodies, and then the shaman would come back, dig the bodies up, give them another medicine, which would rapidly speed up their heart rate so that they could move around and they could do things again, but they would com- be complete vegetables from the lack of oxygen.
Well, and narcoleptics who were thought to have been dead and weren't and were buried and came, you know, and dug themselves up. You know, hey, dude, I wasn't dead. I was asleep.
Exactly.
That's highly offensive. Well, I don't care. If you're buried and mourned over and then you dig yourself up, people are going to freak out.
Yes. I would probably freak out if I had to dig myself out of a... Wait.
Stop that. The Mad Hatter is slightly mad.
Yes.
But as a narcoleptic, I would freak out if somebody buried me. Just, I would freak out. I would have a real issue with that.
Yes.
But these are the myths that people have and are created. But that doesn't explain dragons and other things like this. But they are across the board, across cultures. And where did these things go? You can explain some of the mythologies. You can't explain others. And we are a doubting species. So where did they go? Is it possible that they just are vibrating at a different level now? And is it possible that some of our faster minds, because we change channels so much, ADHD, ADD.
Just like the glass that if you send an electrical current through, it clears. But if you take the electrical current away, you cannot see through it anymore.
That's right. That's so awesome. I'm so glad you said that. I wouldn't have said thought to think that. Blah, blah, blah. Take and tell them what I took and told you to take and tell them.
Thought to think to talk to
I can
hear.
Read reading, but I can't read writing. Yeah, that too. See, it's so great that there's other people here to talk when I can't think to say what I'm trying to think. Right. Anyway, he's getting the point. But if people can actually vibrate, their minds are working faster, can they see that vibration? And are there beings within that vibration? So if that is a possibility, is it possible that when we die, our spirits do go to heaven, but heaven is actually here on earth, just vibrating at a much, much higher level?
Is that why there are ghosts? Because some people see ghosts, but they can only barely see them, like they're transparent, because their frequency just
is still here.
Fell back a little bit, and so that regular people could see it, and then went back up because they realized it.
Don't know. These are all possibilities. What if? What if? What if?
What if?
I beg to know. Beg to know. I shouldn't beg. It's a bad habit.
No. Begging is not good. But at the moment, I'm kind of lost. It's about time for tea time in my world, so...
It's about time for tea time? So we
shall
started out...
bid you farewell.
We started out today talking about the possibility of different universes and things like this. Well, about Pluto not even being a planet anymore. Some people don't even think that there's aliens. So the concept that there might be different planes of existence is probably way far out for them. And the possibility that there might be other beings within those planes of existence is probably making their brow furrow so deeply you could insert a quarter. And then the concept that people next to them, who are probably fidgeting because they're so hyper right now, sitting still listening to this, is probably irritating them, first of all. And second of all, the concept that those people could see something within that vibration is probably making them slightly nuts. But the fact that that can be studied and looked into, and there's PhDs getting paid to study that, just is really cool to me. And again, you can look those things up, www.iop.org/eg/abstract for the electrical currents that show that there's other energies making the third plane that we were talking about. And for the study on the ADD and ADHD and the different brainwave levels and showing that, yes, at different hertz, people do and have capabilities that are different, www.transparentcorp.com. Interesting stuff, and there's lots more. Just Google it. Google it. You can get all sorts of information that is cooler than cool. There's just some stuff out there that is absolutely amazing. And as we got to talking about today, you can start looking up some of the mythologies and find out wonder about this stuff. People have wanted to touch and taste and know things since the dawn of time. So why are there all these mythologies that cross cultures that didn't touch for so many centuries? There's Celtic dragons, there's Chinese dragons, there's European dragons, there's Indonesian dragons, there's Asian dragons, Egypt dragons, Brazilian dragons. you cannot tell me that Brazil and China have dragons, and yet these cultures were not anywhere near each other for thousands and thousands of years. And the concept that their cultures have similar mythologies is an interesting idea. Same with, here I go again. Same with a lot of the Celtic and Norse mythologies being similar to the Asian and Indian mythologies, with dragons and fairies, angels, things like this. These are things to look into. People want to say that this is all imaginary, and yet why would these mythologies be so similar? Why would there be gods and goddesses that are so similar across the board if no one had seen something? Seems curious to me. I just don't know. I just don't know.
What if?
What if?
What if? What if?
I don't know what is, but I sure have questions about what if. I don't know. I'm a why. I'm not a who.
I'm a wonder.
You're a wonder. He's a wonder of the world. But I don't know. If you really want to make people wonder, tell them you're a Gaian, and they'll look at you funny. Because Gaia is another name for Earth. Instead of saying, I'm an Earthling, you can say, I'm a Gaian. And they'll say, why did you say that? And you can say, I heard it on Mystic Possibilities, and they told me to say, what if? So what if you're a Gaian and not an Earthling? So I tell you today that live your life, no matter what you do, whether you're saying what if, or whether you're wondering about the planes of existence, or whether you already know the answer and you're not going to argue it anymore because that person next to you has irritated you to the last degree and you woke up with one nerve left and they have gotten on it, no matter what you're doing today, have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. This is Mamba. I have been here today with Mad Hatter and Justice. Thank you for listening. This is KOWA 106.5. This has been Mystic Possibilities, and I am so glad you listened in. Have a great Saturday, the 13th of February, and this has been Mystic Possibilities. Much love and peace, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
What you gonna do with your heart now that someone's gone and torn it apart? What you gonna do with your dreams now that they have come apart? It doesn't seem to get a rock and roll all day long. You're gonna sing a song till the pain's all you gonna do?